That's why, this your boy, man. This your boy, the motherfucking Cat Daddy himself, man. You know what it is, man. We live on the album, man. We getting DJ Cash Banks getting ready to drop through the station. You already know what it do. What it do?
What's happening with you, boy? It's your boy, DJ Cash Banks, checking in. Shout out to the Carolinas for sure. Shout out to my boy, Cat Daddy. Underground Talk Radio, man. I appreciate you allowing me to come through and calls with you tonight, man.
For sure. This is an every week thing right now.
You already know, man. Hey, so that means y'all stuck with me, Carolinas. I can't wait to rock with y'all, man. Hey, I got a ton of love for the Carolinas. No fronting, man. No faking at it, man. I've been rocking with y'all for a long time now. And, you know, y'all accept DJ Casper Banks down there. And, you know, I accept y'all over my way, too. So, you know, we just going to keep on doing our thing and making it global. Shout out to the artists. Shout out to the actors, the models, the comedians, everybody. Everybody over there in the Carolinas doing y'all thing. Get at your boy DJ Casper Banks. I'm rocking with you.
For sure. Shout out all the artists, all the actors, everything you do. They shout you out.
Hey, we can't forget the athletes, man. Shout out to all the athletes, even the ones in high school doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? Keep on doing what you do. You know what I mean? Get at us. If y'all got something y'all want to, you know, put the word out on, make sure y'all get at us. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do around here. We spread the word.
Yeah, you can't forget the athletes. Hey, we spread the word out here. Shit, we got to
That's right. Call in tonight.
Hey, yo, call in. You might as well call in tonight. You know what it is. Hey, we got to get a good show popping off for you. Mr. Promo everywhere dropping by the station. Hey, got the Scratch Kane dropping by the station. Chevy Costello dropping by the station. Can't forget my boy Miles White and Mac. He coming through the station tonight.
Yes, sir. All around the world, once again. Y'all know how we get down. Salute to every artist that he just named. Salute to every one of them artists' followers. Shout out to everybody that's following them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all following them with good reason because they all doing their thing. If you're not following them already, make sure you stay tuned, get that contact information so that you can follow them because each and every one of these people that's coming through here tonight, the artists, even my man Mr. Promo, you know what I'm saying? Each and every one of these people doing their thing. If they wasn't, they wouldn't be here right now.
For sure. Shit, we got a whole lot to talk about too, man. Hey, first thing I want to talk about is, you know, I've been getting a whole lot of music from a lot of people, man. Been getting music from everywhere. And how the fuck do you destroy a love song?
Destroy a love song?
Yeah. Can somebody enlighten me on that? How the fuck you destroy a love song, man?
How do you destroy a love song? That don't even sound right, Cat Daddy. How do you destroy a love song?
I don't know. I got that shit in my inbox not too long, about 30 minutes ago. I want to know how do you...
Snap. Dog. Dang. Hey, because I had somebody get at me too, man. They was talking about they sent something to the radio station. I don't know if that was them or not, you know what I mean? But, you know, they might be listening right now. Now, how do you destroy a love song, Cat Daddy? I don't know, man. That's a little controversial right there, man.
I don't know how. I'm trying to figure that out. That was the first thing I wanted to talk about. The next thing I got to get on tonight. Why all these cats? I see a whole lot of cats jumping on the same style. Why everybody can't get their own style right here?
Own style, get your own style. I be saying that same thing, man. That's why I'm always telling people, there's only one DJ Casper Banks. I mean, and there's only one Cat Daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is no other person that can go around saying that they DJ Casper Banks. And if they do, then they fraudulent and you shouldn't be talking to them anyway.
I'm just saying. You shouldn't be talking to them. Hey, what it do?
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable. Team No Filter, West Coast, Bay Area, stand up. What it do? DJ Casper Binks and my man, Cat Daddy. The K's is in the building.
You already know, man. Hey, Cat Daddy, that's what it is. That's why they rock with us. It's the K's. It's the K's that make them rock with us. But, hey, shout out to you, Dope Ass Music. Hey, for everybody that don't know, you can catch Dope Ass Music. I about to fuck your name up. you can catch my man Dope Ass Music on that Music's Most Wanted Volume 2 Coast to Coast mixtape, of course. Faded. Shout out to my man Curtis ENT. Shout out to Bugs Bazaar. Shout out to everybody that's on that thing. Freddie B. You know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate y'all rocking with us on the Coast to Coast project. What's up with you, man? Thanks for calling in tonight, man. We love talking to people, you know, people that's rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You know I support you. You know what I mean? Especially, you know what I'm saying? Because you about something. You know, a lot of times you just call into these blog talk radio stations. But I see the work ethic. I see, man, you support everybody. You're a genuine dude, and you try to help other people win, man. And I can't do nothing but help support that. So my hat's off to you, gentlemen.
Thank you. That's an honor, man.
Yeah.
Wow, man. For everybody that's listening right now, this is my man Dope Ass Music. He representing the Bay Area. Listen, that wasn't staged. He really called in and he really gave us that compliment. And Dope Ass Music, it takes a real man to give a compliment like that, man. So I tip my hat to you.
Oh, man, hey, like I said, when you gave my man Kurt ENT that opportunity, and you didn't just gave him the opportunity, man, you gave him your number, you stayed in touch with him, made sure he got on the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? You gave him positivity the whole way through, you know what I'm saying? And even me, I've seen you like some of my music, I've seen you, you know what I'm saying? You know, you go all in, man. If something is of a quality, y'all support it. Now, you can't send you no bullshit and expect you to be like, hey, no. I rock with that. Nah, you ain't going to do that. You 100% genuine dude. You ain't going to do that. But if it's some quality stuff, you know, quality stuff, y'all behind it, man. I can't do nothing but to
salute
you. That's why I'm calling in.
Hey, you can't send no bullshit. Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, I got a question for you, though. Cause I just got a song about 30 minutes ago. Somebody from Twitter. The name is not going to be called. Well, how the hell do you destroy a love song?
Ooh. Huh? Ooh. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I have my own radio station, right? And what I've learned is that people have American Idol delusion syndrome. You know what I'm saying? That they got too many of their homeboys telling them they hot, so now they feel that they hot, and they want to share their non-hotness with the world and get mad when you tell them the truth. I'll tell the first person, look, I cannot like your music, but every song has to have a certain standard. I don't like country music, but I'm not going to say Garth Brooks' music is garbage because it's a certain quality. Just because I don't like it don't mean it's garbage. You know garbage when you hear it. You know what I'm saying? Garbage is garbage. You know what I mean?
Like that love song, Cat Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, Dope Ass Music, that was crazy, man. You silly, man. I know what you're talking about. I be saying the same thing, Cat Daddy. I be like, you know, it's kind of funny how, you know what I'm saying, these cats on American Idol really be thinking they jamming sometimes. And they be like, yeah, hey, but look, check it. I go through the same thing out here being DJ Casper Banks, and I'm going to tell you why real quick. Like, I get music from people that be like, yeah, man, I got the hottest track in the city. I got the hottest track in the States right now. And I be like, damn, okay, cool. Well, you know, let me check that out. And they give it to me, and I'm like, okay. You know, I'm rubbing my hands together like, yeah, this is about to be a fire track. And we turn that thing on, dog. Hey, really talk. You know, it's real. We turn that thing on, and it's like, what is this? And they be rapping off beat. You can't even hear what they saying on the beat. You rapping off beat and can't. Cat Daddy, how you going to rap on the beat? But you can't even be heard on the beat, though. Like, the voice is too low. You know what I mean? That's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. So,
Cat Daddy, you go through the same thing, man. You know what I'm talking about.
I just went through it not too long ago, about 30 minutes ago.
And it hurt your feelings. Hey, man, hey, I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I'm going to let y'all get back to your show, man. It's not just the indie artists. Man, I saw three songs in a row. I'm going to have to say it. By Soulja Boy, that AK-47, that Swisher Sweet Swag, and something else. Three songs in a row, and this is a mainstream dude with over 100,000 views, and I can't believe that hip-hop has degraded to the point where we are actually liking this garbage. It hurts my heart. I know Grandmaster Flash is rolling over in his grave right now listening to this damn hip-hop that we are producing now. Y'all stop it. Stab yourselves and bleed slow and quit pushing out this garbage ass music. That's a public service announcement from Dope Ass Music.
Man. Well, you know, that's definitely appreciated, man. That's definitely appreciated. Hey, man, go ahead and throw your contact information out there so that way everybody can, you know, get a hold of you before you go.
Man, you know what I'm saying? This is Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. So anybody that's remedial and you want to know how to spell that, that's DOPEAZZMUZIK. You know what I'm saying? They call me Mr. Googleable for a reason. Just type in my name. You can find me everywhere. You know, be on the lookout for my mixtape dropping on Thanksgiving. It's called The Thanksgiving Massacre. You know what I mean? Nothing but hot-ass beats, hot-ass artists. You know what I'm saying? Collaborations from all over the world. I'm getting it in. Hey, I appreciate y'all having me on, and keep doing the good work.
Hey, we appreciate that. And world, don't forget, everybody, don't forget, you can catch my man Dope Ass Music, as well as Curtis ENT, Bugs Bazaar, and Freddie B. Catch them on that Music's Most Wanted Volume 2 Coast to Coast mixtape. If you want to get down with that, hit me up, 24-hour service, 317-529-1309, and I'll prove it to you.
Yes, sir.
24 sales. Get at the man. Yeah, hey, he'll prove it to you. Go get right back to you, DJ Cass, baby. About to go to the joint real quick.
Salute.
What it do, Tony B?
R.I.P. BGZ. It's the Fuck With Me mixtape, nigga.
ALG is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Grind, sir, fly, ho. You know we do it. Niggas hate it. Fuck. We getting this money. Just a young nigga, us, nigga. And these niggas hating on me. Cause we young and getting money. Bitch, I'm on my grind like a skateboarder. The way I grind, you would think that I was skateboarding. Swag surfing on the track. Cowabunga, I'm going all in on it like a fucking pumpkin. I got a bad brown bone and I call a pumpkin. Snicker thick, got an ass on it like a duncan. I got a box of blueberries blowing California. Hardest off the side, give it to you how you want it. I hustle hard. First pack I ever got, I tore the block apart. These niggas whack on the track, I be going hammer. Me. MC Hammer, I'm just a young nigga hustling, yeah. And they hate cause I get money.
This is the Fuck With Me mixtape.
While I'm smoking weed, smoking sour D's, how you been in the tree? Counting up the paper, it'll never fold. No ice on, bitch, I'm rocking straight gold. Blow cold, but you know I'm flamed up. Talking slick, and you bound to get flamed up. Every time I hit the scene, it's a motion picture. She's asking for my number, Facebook and Twitter. Rubbing all over the kid, trying to feel my dick.
What it do, my nigga? AOG Music, what it do? Hey, what it do?
Man, crazy right there. I'm loving that track, man. Shout out. Who was that again?
Tony B.
Tony B. Tony B. That's what it do, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, salute. You definitely going in on that thing right there, man. And I feel you on a lot of the points that you made in that thing, man. It was definitely all true. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's everyday life that he was spitting in that verse right there, and I salute that.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, Cat Daddy, man, before we go, before we move on and go any further, man, I want to talk to you real quick, man. That was real cool, the dope ass music to call in and give us that compliment, man. If I'm not mistaken, this is what I heard. He said we keeping it real.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What I heard too.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Salute to dope ass music, man. Salute to the Bay. That was a wonderful, excellent compliment that came from all the way on the other side. All the way on the other side of the world, Cat Daddy.
Yeah, on the other side of the United States.
You feel me? Yeah, that's what it do, man. Shout out to Cali. Shout out to the Bay, man. I just had to come back to that real quick, man. But yeah, man, you know, that's what we do, Cat Daddy. We keep it real. And you know what I'm saying? That's why we trying to open doors for everybody. If you got a message that need to be heard, come over here and rock with the realest. You know what I'm saying? Like, we the realest. That's why you need to come on and rock with us. Matter of fact, I can't say we the realest because we got some other people that's real listening right now, too. But we are definitely two of the realest, and we got you. So come on over here with your message, and let's see about getting it out.
For sure, for sure.
Especially the musicians. If you got hot music, you need to holler at my man Cat Daddy. You need to holler at your boy DJ Casper Banks. You know what I'm saying? Let's go coast to coast with it. Shout out to the coast to coast DJs. Shout out to Pinpoint Design. That's my graphics man. That's my international beat vest partner. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with my man Cat Daddy. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with your boy DJ Casper Banks. Salute.
Salute. What it do? What it do? What it do?
Oh, this is your boy Dope Ass Music again. I'm just listening.
Okay.
I got you.
You already know what it is, man. Salute to Dope Ass Music. He know what it is.
Know what it is. Hey, what it do? What it do?
Yeah, we waiting on Chevy Costello to jump in with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He gonna jump in this thing. You already know. But, you know what I'm saying? I know what you're talking about that weak music. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of people dropping that junk, man, and they think that it's okay to send it to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, why would you even put that on blast? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you even put that out to the public? You know what I'm saying?
And get mad when you don't get no response quick enough.
Yeah, well, you know, it's too many people sending me good music. Oh, by the way, shout out to Louisiana. Shout out to Drew. Shout out to Whiny. Appreciate you, Cass, man. They just jumped on board. Well, I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm going to leave it at that. Salute, Louisiana. I hope y'all listening right now because we got mad love for y'all. Send your music to my man Cat Daddy and your boy DJ Casper Binks. We're going to go coast to coast. We're going to get it on the air. We're going to get you on the air. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Hey, you can't ask for no money. That's almost a 3-for-1 package. Hey, where else can you find that package at? You're going to get on one of the best mixtapes that going around the world right now. Then you're going to get on one of the best mixtapes going around the world. Then you're going to get played on a radio station that getting heard around the world. Then you're going to get your name out there. Hey, that's a 3-for-1.
Man, hey, that is a 3-for-1, Cat Daddy, but, you know, it's a whole lot more that you didn't even name yet, man, that you didn't even make it to naming yet. But that's cool, though, you know what I mean? Because you got to come over here to see it, to believe it.
Hey,
listen, there's a lot of cats that's out here, they don't care about your music, you know what I mean? Like, they don't genuinely care about your music. Come rock with some cats that really care about you and your music, you know what I'm saying? I mean, why you want to put your song on a CD or get your song on a radio station, the host ain't listening, you put your song on the mixtape, the DJ don't know what your name is, you feel me? He's spelling your name wrong, you know what I'm saying? You say, yeah, man, you got my man such and such on the mixtape. He's like, who is such and such? You know what I'm saying? You need to come ride with some cats that want to know who you are, man. I'm just saying, man. Stop rocking with them snakes and them fakes. Come rock with the real.
Yeah, you don't want to throw your mixtape in anybody's hand. You'll be song number 29 and never heard of. You call that
well, there ain't nothing wrong with being song number 9, because, see, Music's Most Wanted Volume 2 got, like, 44 tracks, and they all killing them, you know what I'm saying? But you will just be number 29. I feel you on that, Cat Daddy, like, number 29. Like, What's his name? I can name off each and every artist that's on my mixtapes, Music's Most Wanted, because I'm rocking with them. I can name, I can start from song one, Cat Daddy. They don't want me to do that because that'd take too much time, but I can start from song one, which is King Lion the Great, then song two, which is Lil St. Louis, then track three, which is Trill Will, then track four, which is my man Chevy Costello, then track five, which is Honey Dip. You feel me? I can go on and on, man. I know my artists.
Hey, you already know what it is. Hey, what it do? Hey, what it do?
Yo, yo, what's good, man?
Chevy Costello.
Yeah, you already know. Checking in. What up, DJ Casper Banks?
Man, hey, bro, I was just naming you. Hey, Cat Daddy, didn't I just say Chevy Costello? I was naming all the – I was telling these cats that I know – we was talking about the difference between being on somebody else's mixtape and the DJ Casper Banks mixtape. And we were saying, you know, I could go from one to – all the way to number 44 and name each of the artists in order, and I just named you, man. You like, what was he, Cat Daddy? Was he like number four?
Yeah, he was, you got number five.
Yeah, he's number four, bro. I think he's number four.
Fuck me right up.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, either way it go, man, we happy to have you out here in the Carolinas rocking with us, man. Salute to that.
Now, you already know. I appreciate y'all having me on again, man.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, you definitely earned it, man. You know what I'm saying? Hard work pays off. Everybody want to know who Chevy Costello is. You feel me?
Yeah. I'm trying to let them know.
You're doing a hell of a job, man. Doing it, man. You done let them know.
Yeah, we let them know. Ain't no, it's a household name now.
Yeah, that's what it do, man. Hey, that track that he got on the mixtape is crazy, man. Tell us a little bit about that track, man.
Man, that hit the club, man. That's actually one of the few songs I'll be doing like that, man. That's, you know what I mean, club song. But that's another one produced by Superstar O, man. And I just, you know what I mean, just something for the club, man. You know, everybody ain't into the tough lyrics, you know. But I still threw some punchlines in there. But that's mainly was my goal for that, man.
That song Say stuck in my head, man. I'ma hit the club, go psycho. Boys, it's more hydro.
Yeah.
It's around my eyes closed. I'm drunk, fucking online, yo. Look, man. The only reason I know the words, man, is because for one, you spitting in that thing. Like, man, you was definitely getting a good point across, man. Because I mean, you know, even a hater, man, they gotta admit it, man. You done been in the club like that too. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, man.
You know,
you had everybody did it at one point.
You got to feel that, man. Well, I'm definitely feeling it. I'm a tough critic of music, so if it gets stuck in my head, then I know somebody else got it stuck in their head. You can tell the truth.
Right,
tell them, Chevy Costello. You can tell the truth. You can tell the truth. This song got stuck in your head. It got stuck in my head. Huh?
Man, they need to be honest with
themselves. Hey, I was just singing it today, walking out the house. I was like, damn, I needed to put that on Wes real quick, put it in the car.
Cause I got
the whole Music Most Wanted on the computer. I ain't put it on wax. I need to quit playing. Go ahead and put it on wax.
Cat Daddy. Nah, man, it's going down, man. From like I said, 1 to 44, man. It's going down the whole way through, man. Y'all definitely need to check that out. I appreciate that, Chevy Costello. Look here, man. For everybody that don't know, you can catch Chevy Costello on Music's Most Wanted Volume 2, which is also a Coast to Coast mixtape. You can catch him right here on Cat Daddy's show out here in the Carolinas right now as we speak. Right now as we speak. Let me say it again, Cat Daddy. Let me say it again, Chevy. Right now as we speak. You feel me, man? We getting it in,
right,
man. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to all the Chevy Costello followers. If you could say one thing to your biggest listener, your biggest follower, what would you say to them, Chevy Costello?
Man, I'm going to tell them that the best is yet to come, man. I'm gonna keep timing it up, man, and the music's going to keep getting better. And they can count on that. They can bet on that.
Okay. Okay, I was about to say, how can you get how you gonna top the next project?
What we working on right now, man, it's definitely gonna top the next one, man. Like I told y'all before,
when I checked in. I got this shit I'm working on now called Yacht Music. And this is a whole different sound, man. It's some they'll see, man. It's coming soon. Not too soon, but it's coming soon, man.
Man, come on, Seb. You gotta tell us a little something.
Man.
we've been hearing about this for too long now, man. You gotta tell us something, Chevy. Come on, give us a little something now.
I mean, you know, we gonna have the same couple of producers on there. Matter of fact, Seth Young sending me some beats tonight. And we're just gonna do it nice and smooth, nice and grown, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's gonna be a whole different sound though, man.
Hey, Cat Daddy. He calling it Yacht Music, right? That sounds like we're gonna be out there on the boat partying or something, you know what I mean? That's what it sounds like to me. I mean,
that's
you out in the middle of the ocean with this one, Chevy.
Yeah, we on that smooth shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies. Yeah, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, for them ladies and no, I mean, them grown men.
It's gonna be
less violent. I'm not violent on this.
Pull the suits out, you know what I mean? Get it tapered up.
Yeah.
For sure. Sounds like we gotta take that one to Miami real quick.
Yeah.
I need to.
No, you don't need to. You going to. It's on the way. Don't even trip, man. We gonna get that thing bumping in Miami, and that's just the way it's gonna be.
There you go, then. You already know you're going to get the exclusives, you know what I mean, before anybody else, so.
Oh, man, you already know, man. Hey, for everybody that don't know, Cat Daddy just said that my man Chevy Costello need to get his new mixtape that's on the way out called Yacht Music. He said he need to get that thing in Miami. Now, I don't know if you heard what I said or not, but I said it's coming. We going to do that. No question about it. No doubt about it. Watch. Just watch.
There it is.
We headed to Miami. You feel me? We gonna add that like that music in Scarface when they be like, do 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 do. It's coming. We call. Here we come. Here we come. You know what I mean? The three people you hear right now, we coming
to the city near you.
Bringing the heat too.
Yeah, man, my bad. I get a little excited, man. I love to turn up, man. When we turning up, we turning all the way up. And ain't no turning us down. We going to keep on getting it the way that we getting it, and better. It's getting better every minute.
Oh, yeah.
Trust us.
Yeah, it keeps getting better, man. I appreciate y'all fucking with me, man. You know what I mean? Y'all giving me a lot of good looks, man. Like I said, you been fucking with me with the mixtapes and shit, man. What you have about that? What's the coast about a half a million right now?
Man, we pretty close, man. Hey, we over a quarter million right now, man. That's Music's Most Wanted Volume 2, to be exact. You know, they done paused my numbers on Coast to Coast. I guess they was moving too fast. So, Coast to Coast, come on, y'all. Y'all need to let my numbers go. Don't freeze me, because I know for a fact my numbers is jumping. Our numbers is jumping. Shout out to everybody that's a part of that mixtape. Right now, Coast to Coast is showing 327,000 and some change. And I mean, you know, we got that in 10 days. So, I mean, I reckon that, you know, we probably are close to a million. And, you know, I mean, like I said, Coast to Coast, they froze the numbers up. You know, it was moving too fast. But, you know, they still moving nonstop.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Moving.
We do more than just the internet. Don't get it twisted. It's deeper than the internet. You about to see. If you ain't seen it yet, you can already see. That's DJ Casper Banks. They got DJ Casper Banks on the cover holding up the two records on Volume 1. They did some blue records on Volume 2. The records is on fire. Volume 2, well, shout out to the originals on Volume 1. You can find Chevy Costello there, too. But Volume 2, the records is on fire, and they on fire for a reason. That's why you need to go check it out and see why. Them records is on fire. A&Rs, managers, everybody that's a part of labels, you need to be getting at me and my man Cat Daddy, because I'm telling you, we got some of the hottest artists in the world, and they rocking with us right now. I got them on speed dial. They got us on speed dial.
Hey, sup. So you got to come, and you might well go ahead and come holler at us. Goddamn, DJ Cat Banks gave you that number, and you contact me, Cat Daddy Marshall, or Cat Daddy Marsh on Twitter, 336-926-6386. Hey, you know what it is.
Cat Daddy, we done threw our contact out there. I ain't throw yours out there too, Chevy.
What's up? My fault, man. He was breaking up.
Throw your contact information.
Oh, man, you already know y'all could follow me on Twitter, at Shazzy Costello. Facebook, the same thing, man. Y'all can contact me by email. Y'all can email ChevyCostello317@gmail.com. And, you know, y'all can email that for any booking and anything else, man. We're trying to put in some work right now. Like I said, we got the HOTC booming right now. It's doing some numbers on this new site called Tape Hustlers. It's kind of like that Piff, but you know what I mean? They work a little bit more with independent artists and stuff like that, so.
Hustling out the Chevy is what that mean, by the way. Go get that new mixtape, Hustling Out the Chevy, by my man Chevy Costello.
Hey, Chevy, you want to throw to this joint? Why quit this hit the club joint?
Oh, you already know, man. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
All right, right now on Underground Talk Radio, I'm bringing y'all that new hit single, man, Hit the Club by yours truly, Chevy Costello, man. Go ahead and drop that, Cat Daddy.
Alright, stay with us. We're gonna be right back with you.
Yeah. Coast
man, my shit ain't like Pimp C. Bad bitches and good weed. Hey. East side of that Naptown, rep that loud so it's patted down. And I've gone off that vodka. Yeah. Got me feeling real proper.
I'm gone.
Chilling out with my partners. Yeah. And we killing them, call the doctors. I'm dead fresh.
Yep.
Dead fresh.
Yep.
Leaving these hoes on bed rest.
Dang.
I take your girl, then lay her down. Then kill the pussy.
Kicked us with it before. This is his second time back, and the reason he's back is because, you know, like I said, man, he's been out here working. He's been grinding hard. He's got so much going on that, you know, the people wanted him back. You know what I'm saying? They like, hey, where, you know, where's Chevy Costello? Shout out to Tokyo in Japan. Chevy, you know, a lot of people don't think this sounds weird, but you're getting a lot of love out in Tokyo in Japan right now. You know, shout out to them. I love y'all.
Oh, man, that's definitely a good look right there, man.
It is a real good look. Tokyo in Japan, whoever thought, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what definitely. It is, man. You know what I mean? We rock with the world.
Already. Also, I got a... I clicked up with DJ Deception, man, Brick Squad's DJ, Decepticon, my bad, man, DJ Decepticon, shout out to him, he coming out with, he dropping that 1017 Volume 1 on the 1st, and I'm going to be on that too, so y'all be on the lookout for that too.
Yeah, man, wow, man, yeah, you've been on a lot of mixtapes lately, man, shout out to that,
yeah,
man, salute to the show.
Already, we keep on. I think that'll be the 7th one this year. So
I know that you're on Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 and 2, man. A lot of people definitely feeling you right now, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Most of that's because, man, honestly, because of you, man. You know what I mean? I got it's my job to make the good music, but, man, people want to hear it if it weren't for you dropping the mixtapes, you know what I mean? So, I appreciate that.
For sure.
Man,
for sure. That
means a lot, man.
I got two questions for you, Chevy Costello.
Go ahead, bro.
Hey, my first question, what you think of all these cats that don't want to get their own style, just want to copy people? Because I get a whole lot of music where it seems like it's the same because they ain't got their own style. What you think about that, man?
I mean, I honestly try not to think about them at all, man. You know what I mean? It's a lot of, like you said, it's a lot of cliche rappers out here. And, man, I'll try not to worry about them because they won't be around too long, man. You know what I mean? it's noticeable when you just doing something because it's popular. That's what everybody doing here. You know what I mean? That ain't my style at all. So I try not to even worry about them at all. You know, I let them shoot themselves in the foot.
For sure. And there's other questions I might not even ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Hey, how in the hell you destroy a love song, man? I got somebody sent me a song today, and they destroyed a love song.
How you do that?
It didn't even sound right to me. He said, how you destroy a love song. I said, what?
What did he do? How do you do that? I
couldn't
tell you that, bro.
Hey, well, Chevy Costello don't know. Somebody need to call in and tell us how do you destroy a love song.
Okay. We're voting in tonight.
Hey, matter of fact, hey, whoever you got that track from need to call in.
I don't want to call them out on air, though.
Don't call them out. Let them call in. You don't have to call out because they're going to call in.
You sent me a track off Twitter. You know who you is. Go ahead, call her. Hey, I just put the site out, dog. It came from somebody on Twitter.
She gave him a contact clue.
You know who he is, man. Tell him don't do that shit again. Whatever he did wrong.
Don't do that again, man.
Don't do it again, man. Hey, man, look here, man. I got a question like this, man. If you could collab with any artist right now, big or just, indie right now, you know, doing their own thing, trying to big themselves up and, you know, whatever, who would you collab with?
Man. That's a tough one, man. Really, honestly, man, anybody who's serious about their craft, man, I don't mind working with anybody, man, if we could sit down and do some music together. I wouldn't mind doing a song with Kendrick Lamar, though, you know what I mean? But I think he wanted a few dudes in the game for making me step my way in content. You know what I mean? I definitely couldn't let him embarrass me on the track, so.
Sound like y'all need to call in on Wednesday, Kendrick Lamar, call in on Wednesday. Chevy Costello, call in on Wednesday because we're doing a freestyle contest. My man Cat Daddy running a contest, freestyle contest. It's going to be going down, man. A lot of good artists coming through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely getting that, man. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't say freestyling was my strong point, but I definitely could get down, though.
For sure. Come on back Wednesday. I still got some blocks open.
You know what I mean? Let me know. You know I'm here, man.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy. Man, another question, man, you know, that the people want to know, you know what I'm saying? I've been having people say, hey, why does he call himself Chevy Costello? What is that about, man?
Man, the Chevy part came from Cedell Young, actually, man, when we was younger, man. I used to drive a lot of Chevys. And I had this 85 Caprice, man. All blue spokes and everything, you know what I mean? It was clean. So he started calling me Chevy, man. He was calling me Chevy Jones. And I dropped the Jones and was going by Chevy for a little while. And I wanted to do something a little different, man. So that's where the Costello came from. Something sound a little fancy, but I mean, something you don't hear too many people say, though, so that's where that came from, man.
Yeah, you've been doing your thing for a long time now, man. You know, I know that it's been a lot of years, man. So that means that you done soaked up a lot of knowledge within that time, bringing me to, if you could give some advice to a young up-and-coming artist, maybe not even a young artist, because these artists nowadays are like 40, you know what I'm saying? If you could give some advice to an artist... Shout out to all the old artists. Y'all still doing y'all's thing, too. We rocking with y'all, too. You know what I mean? It ain't no age limit on music. I'm going to be doing this till I'm 100 myself. You know what I mean? So I definitely ain't mad at y'all. But anyways, if you could give some advice to an artist that's, you know, trying to get their name out there, doing their thing, what would it be, fam?
Man, just not to give up, man. Not to let it, you know what I mean, discourage you when things ain't going their way, man. Just, you know what I mean, if that's what you're passionate about, man, you do that. Don't let nobody tell you different, man.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cat Dad, you know what I do? I actually stay in my own lane. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. Like, honestly, I'm kind of like you, Chevy. I don't see nobody else. You feel me? I'm not just a regular DJ. You know what I'm saying? I got a gift.
Definitely
so thank God for that. You know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't have got it without. I couldn't have got it no other way, man. You know what I'm saying? I thank God for that. All praise goes to him for being able to work with talented artists like yourself, being able to rock with my man's Cat Daddy and Underground Talk Radio, being able to rock with you, Carolinas. I love y'all, Queen City. Stand up. Keep doing y'all thing. Shout out to my city, 317. You know what I'm saying? We going all the way around the world, Cat Daddy and me. And you too, Chevy, you know what I'm saying? Well, tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from and out of?
You already know I'm repping at 317, man, Indianapolis, Indiana, off that east side, man, you know, Midwest all day, man.
Shout out to the Midwest.
Yeah, off top. We're trying to come with that different sound, that Midwest swag shit.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, we related to my man, Lil St. Louis. Love Lil St. Louis. Shout out to Milk Game ENT, Dirty ENT. They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? They right in the backyard. You know, 317, stand up.
Oh, yeah. We all, like you said, they right in the backyard. So they need to be a part of the movement as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they've been rocking with us on Volume 1 and 2. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it's a rumor that Lil St. Louis might be coming back for Volume 3. But I ain't going to say nothing else. 30 ENT. Milk the Game ENT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Yeah, you already know, man. You know how we get down, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all work, no politics. All work, no drama. All work, no beef. All we do is just work. It's a positive movement. Anybody that got that heat can get involved. Y'all need to call 24-hour service. Stop sleeping on yourself. Stop being a follower. If your man say don't work with him, tell your man go to sleep. Or if you that much of a follower, when your man go to sleep, sneak in the other room, call, say, hey, look, man, I want to get my track on the mixtape. How can I do it? And I'm going to tell you all about it, man. Or if you want to get on Cat Daddy's show and your man's just saying, don't get on that show. Wait till he go to sleep. If you that much of a follower, running around, say, hey, Cat Daddy, how can I get my song on the show? You feel me? You know what I mean? But if you a real man, if you a real woman, and you make your own decisions, give us a call tonight. DJ Cash for Vince, line 317-529-1309. Coast to Coast Mixtapes, Coast to Coast DJs, all day. You know, we get it in, man. Cat Daddy, you know, you need to give me your number, too. They're going to be calling you all night, too.
336-926-6386. Make sure you get at me. Hey, you sneak in the other room with your own way. I don't mind. I'll talk low for you.
Y'all definitely need to contact them, though, man. And y'all try and network with some real people, man. DJ Cash, thanks for Cat Daddy, man. They'll look out for you, man, if you real recognize real, man. So, and I think that's why we've been able to network so good. You know what I mean? And had the success that we done had.
For sure, man. Appreciate you coming by, stopping through tonight.
You already know, man. I wasn't
going to
miss it for nothing.
Yeah, man. Well, we know you busy, man, working on that yacht music. Huh? Yeah, that thing could be crazy. Y'all need to be on the lookout for that.
I'm fine, man.
Hey, but as a teaser, if you don't know, go get that Hustling Out the Chevy by my man Chevy Costello. You can find him on Music's Most Wanted Volume 1. You can find him on Music's Most Wanted Volume 2. But you can also go get that Hustling Out the Chevy on mixtapehustlers.com. Or is it tapehustlers.com?
Yeah, it's tapehustlers.com.
That's right. I'm going to make sure the information right.
Yeah.
Hey, information got to be right. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, I ain't going to send you to the wrong place. You need to go get this music because it's hot. And anybody that said it ain't, then, you know, don't listen to them, man. You judge it for yourself. Shout out to the followers, man. Y'all really need to start doing y'all's own thing, man. Y'all need to stop following people. Do your own thing.
People will hate you just because they homeboy hate you.
Yeah, man. That's definitely true, man. That's definitely true. You know what, though, bro? It's been real good having you come through. Thank you for so much of your time, man. We know you're busy. Salute to you. Keep on doing your thing. Get at me, man. You know my line is open to you 24 hours. Tokyo and Japan want to hear you. Come back, Volume 3, Music's Most Wanted. Let's get it. Coast to Coast Mixtapes.
You already know, man. I appreciate y'all having me on one more time, man. Like I said, you know we got work to do in the future, so it is what it is. We're going to keep on rolling.
For sure.
Keep on rolling. Hey, shout out to NDA, the entire NDA, man. Muff, Will Kill, all of y'all, everybody that's a part of that movement. Shout out to everybody following my man Chevy Costello. We rocking with y'all, too.
Right. Top, man. Like I said, y'all let the fans listen. Once again, y'all can follow me on Twitter at Chevy Costello. And y'all get that mixtape off tapehustlers.com, free download. You know what I mean? It's good music. So, like I said, I appreciate y'all having me on again, man. Y'all go download that mixtape.
All right. Salute.
Yes, sir.
You already know what it do. What it do?
Hello?
What it do?
Freaky D! What's going on, man? Man, hey, Cat Daddy, this is my man, Freaky D. Salute, man. I appreciate you coming through, man. I was just telling my people, man, you got so much stuff going on right now. I was telling about how we linked up way back, man. I've been rocking with Freaky D for a long time now, and I'm going to keep on rocking with him. But everybody that don't know, Freaky D is most definitely one of the realest people that you're going to find in this industry. You definitely need to holler at him. I'm rocking with him. Hey, DJ Casper Banks, dog, I vouch for everything you got going on because it's all headed in the right direction for the best of these artists that need to be hollering at all of us.
Hey, yeah, they need to be hollering at you. You need to get that contact out there ASAP.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the love, guys. You know what I'm saying? Thanks, Casper Banks, Cat Daddy, for even having me on here. First of all, you know, I'm named DJ Freaky D, man, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people know me as AKA Mr. Promo everywhere because I get it in the morning when you're waking up looking for your coffee, your cigarette, your blunt, your leftover drink, you know what I'm saying? Your news feed, see, Mr. Promo everywhere because that's what I do. You know, then you can catch me on Facebook, Mr. Promo everywhere, or DJ Freaky D. It's DJ Freaky D at Twitter with over 15,000 tweets. You know, the phone number, you know, 850-376-6312. Voice, text, it don't matter. Love naked pictures, too. Hey.
I had to get that out there, fam.
Yeah,
you already know what it is, man. Hey, and for the world, everybody, hey, you don't spell Freaky D like you would think, man. Tell them how to spell that, man.
It's F-R-K-K-Y-D, you know what I'm saying, DJ Freaky D. And, you know, the email is, you know, FRKKYDFLA34@gmail.com.
If you're not paying attention, he said F-R-K-K, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, spell it just like Freaky after that. But get it in, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely doing y'all thing over there, man. Now, what else you got going on right now, man? Because I know you keep your hands full, man. You know, you be promoting, like you said, like when they wake up in the morning and to the time they go to bed at night, to the time they go to bed the next day. So right. What are you promoting, man? What you got going on right now?
I mean, basically, you know, I'm Slippin' Slide, DJ, NR, DJ, Coast to Coast DJ like you, you know, shout out. You know what I'm saying? But I don't do no clubs no more. You know what I'm saying? I basically do mixed CD hostings and promotions, heavy promotions. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, my strategy is, you know, 10, 60, 150. $10 a day, 60 for the week, 150 for the month. If you do 150 a month, you know, it's $5 a day. You know, no offense, you know what I'm saying? But when you deal big numbers with some people, tell them 150 a month, they're like, man, that's a new pair of shoes or something. But you break it down to them, it's $5 a day. Oh, okay, I can work with that. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, though. See, the thing is, I would rather spend my money for promotion by a guy like you that I know is going to get done instead of buying a new pair of J's or a new pair of, you know, I don't know about the Penny Hardaways. They'll come out again. I got to get them. I'm sorry, Freaky D, but I got to grab the Penny Hardaway. But I can skip the J's, though.
Hey, well, hold up, though. On $5 a day, I probably can skip it. I'll skip the J's for about a month or two. If you're going to do that promotion like that, you might blow me up. I can go in the store and buy for a soccer.
Yeah,
that's right.
Basically, what I'm hitting, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing your Reverb page, your YouTube, your Twitter, your Facebook, your fan page, your SoundCloud, all of it. You know what I'm saying? I go in there and hit it hard, you know, first couple of days to all the groups I'm in. And then when I'm hitting it on Facebook, you know, it's jumping over to Twitter. So you're getting that double promotion. Then when I'm done on Mr. Promo, I switch to DJ Freaky D. So you're getting three times promotion. So, I mean, what's
Wait a minute. Whoa. I got to stop you there, Freaky D. You're giving them the secrets now. You can't be giving them the secrets because you know you got them crows listening. You know what I mean? They want to know what your secret is. They want to know what the recipe is. You can't tell them about the secret sauce. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out how to make your own secret sauce. But, hey,
I'm
a witness.
Yeah, I don't even worry about it. You know why? Because, you know, it's longevity and it's dedication. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody can be like me. Often imitated, never duplicated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, and I go through the same thing. Cat Daddy, I know you go through the same thing, too. But I go through the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's only one DJ Casper Banks. There's only one Cat Daddy. There's only one Mr. Promo everywhere. There's only one Mr. DJ Freaky D. You feel me? So, hey, tell them, what are you out of, man?
I'm basically, you know, I'm out of Florida, man. You know, I represent the whole state of Florida. Right now, currently, I'm in the Pensacola area, but, you know, I'm tied to Fort Myers, you know, St. Pete, Tampa. You know, any major city, you know, I'm plugged in. You know, I know, what's his name just called in there not too long ago. What's the name again, Costco? Yo, Costello, there you go. My bad. Sorry about that. Yeah. I just plugged him in with the Brick Squad DJ, man, DJ Decepticon, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm plugged in with everybody, you know, Brick Squad, you know what I'm saying, CTE, you know, Slip and Slide, MMG, Maybach Music. So, you know, I deal with a lot of people currently, you know. I do bookings for Blood Raw, Trick Daddy, Trina, Frank Lenny, which he's an indie artist out of Florida. Indie, but getting 4 stacks a show. Also, you know, I just picked up Project Pat and Juicy J, working with them, doing the bookings and features and stuff. So definitely you need anything on that, don't be bashful, call me, 850-376-6312. But make sure you got your money right, because we can't insult these people, you know what I'm saying? Business is business.
Yeah, it is, man. Hey, and look, I got to shout out my barber, man. His name is ID, man. Look, he said this is business, not business. That means don't come to me trying to bid. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. We got these prices set for a reason, for whatever you're getting charged for. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's, I don't know, I can't name that, man. You know why? Because I do a lot of free stuff, too. But I'm just saying, I mean, when an artist, when anybody in the industry gives you a price, unless it's just outrageously stupid, watch out for the scams. But, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is for a reason.
You
got
to respect their hustle,
saying?
Man, you know. I can't put a price on your stuff, Casper, you know what I'm saying, because, hey, that's your stuff. You did your time. You can't put a price on mine, so you respect the hustle. If you don't like it, okay, handle your business, go about it, you know what I'm saying.
But why, how could you not like it, though? You feel me? I mean, $5 a day, a pair of Jordans, to give up a pair of Jordans for promotion that you can see,
hey,
and you can feel the results.
I use the Jordans loosely, because what I was going to say, which is the truth, I get, I'm going to say 70% of people tell me I got to get my chips up. But at the same time, they go into the club, they spending their money on hookers, liquor, and kush. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Not hookers. Damn, Freaky D. Okay, you know, you call them out like that, Freaky D. Damn.
Hey, what is it? It ain't freaking if you got it. Hey.
Yeah, you right, man. I feel that, man.
I like them. You know, they got EBT and Section 8. That's a keeper right there. Wait, get my number again. Hit me up. I come to you.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, you got to stay down to earth, man. You know what I'm saying? Even when you reach success, you know what I'm saying? Or when you think you reach your success, the success for you, you got to stay humble. And that's what I like about you, Freaky D. You done been up to the top, but you know what it's like being down at the bottom.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
I mean?
Most definitely, man. And I appreciate it. I'm a humble person, you know, to get it in real shit with people, you know what I'm saying? Me, I'm Mr. Get Around, you know what I'm saying? I get on Greyhound, I get on Megabus, you know. Megabus is cheap, you know what I'm saying? Get around, do what you need to do. It's all a business. I don't sleep on the floors, studios, couches, whatever, ate off the dollar menu, but that's what makes the grind even harder out here, you know. So people don't understand. If they had to walk in my shoes, they'd be like, God, man, boy, they don't understand where I've been through and what I'm going through. So, you know,
yeah, but check this out. Right now, just by the story you told about this life that we live doing our artistry, just what you said, somebody out there is laughing right now. You laughing at that. But they are artists, right? They are artists, and they laughing right now. But don't nobody know them. Why don't nobody know you? Because you're not willing to sleep on the floor. You got to be ready to get dirty, man. You got to be ready to crawl through the trenches. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, the Music's Most Wanted Volume 2 came out. I collabed with, you know, over 20 of the hottest artists in the world right now. I collabed with them. And when I did that, I had to put myself aside because I had a product to deliver. Now, I've done that more than once, but I'm just telling you about Music's Most Wanted Volume 2. You have got to, Freaky D, how many times have me and you talked and I said, I'm in the studio, I cannot come out. I ain't been out the studio in days.
Oh, shit, plenty of times. You know, because, you know what I'm saying, I mean, sometimes you just can't leave stuff sitting. You got to, while you're on, you got to stay at it. Especially, you know, you're doing the music business, you know, because if you lose your train of thought, you don't ever know if it's going to come back.
You never know when it's going to come back. They don't got a call on the hour. What it do? What it do? Okay. I'll turn on the show and then get way back at me.
They get scared, man. They get scared.
Don't get nervous just to be talking big. You know what I mean? Hey, also, you can check me out. You know what I'm saying? I got the MTV, BET, VH1. We send your music off to them. A lot of people is getting discovered this way, so don't sleep on it. Don't think that we just playing. We do not scam artists. Anything that you get from us is going to be real. It's going to be legit. Watch out for the scam artists, though. You know what I'm saying? I heard that it's a cat going around right now, and he's saying something about he going to book you with Yo Gotti. And, he really ain't going to do that, though. He's trying to charge you some money. My man, one of my important cats, you know what I'm saying? He's an important dude. He's a busy man. They tried to come at him with this stupidity, and he had to tell him, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, he was, like, skeptical on it. But then, you know, he called him back a little bit later, and the phone line's cut off. Come on. You can't do business with people like that. You need to get with real cats like ourselves putting these numbers out because we don't miss calls.
We don't miss calls.
Well, see, you know, you know, with me, you know, my philosophy is I always do like this. I keep it G for the streets because I live in the streets. You know what I'm saying? You need street promo, I go to you. You know why? Because I am the streets. I go to the hood house, trap house, trick house, you know what I'm saying, A-Rab stores, you know what I'm saying, go to the hair stores, you know, barbershops, you know, because that's where well, your music, you know what I'm saying? You can only cover, I'm going to say, 40%, 30, 40% on social media. You ain't going to cover it all. If you think you're going to survive on social media, you're dead wrong. You have to get your ass out there in the streets or pay a promo team to get out there and put your music in there. You got to have it in the streets doing the promo as well as you make any music you want, rap, gutter, whatever you want to call it, but you got to get you a radio play or you're going to sit and be local all the whole life.
Hey, it ain't nothing in the local arena.
You want to stay local, it's okay, y'all. I ain't going to be like Cat Daddy and DJ Freaky B, Mr. Promo everywhere. I ain't going to be like that. You want to be local, you go right ahead and be local because you need to get out the way anyways.
Okay. Go ahead with your jaws and your Penny Hardaway. That's what you tell them. Go ahead with your jaws and their Penny Hardaway.
Well, see, you know, it's already rough out here because, you know, everybody want to be a rapper. So I'm not knocking them or nothing like this, but it's like the music is so cluttered right now. So it makes it hard for other artists out there trying to do their thing because everybody else is cluttered. And real shit, I ain't going to sugarcoat the thing for it. I'm going to just say, just like this, in the music business, most of these people got working 9 to 5. Unless you got an investor or you got a dope boy behind you with that stupid money to fund your stuff. That's the only way you're going to do something. You know what I'm saying? You got to have people with that cash to get you around the corner where you need to be. You know what I'm saying?
You definitely got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, if you ready to sleep on the floor and you ready to downgrade, sometimes you got to downgrade to upgrade. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that either. You know what? I'm going to tell you straight up, while we got everybody listening on the air, yeah, Indianapolis, North Carolina, I'm talking to all of y'all. Anybody that got something that you don't like about me, you want to know what? I really don't care. You feel me? Because I'm going to keep on doing my job, which is being DJ Casper Banks, and I'm going to keep on putting out these amazing artists that's really out here working. If you lazy, get out the way. If you ready to really work, then, you know, come on, jump on the team because we're going worldwide. Like I told my man Chevy Costello, he was saying, hey, you know, he want to get that. Matter of fact, Cat Daddy told him to get that yacht music down there to Miami, Florida. You know what I told him, DJ Freaky D, Mr. Palmer, everywhere? I told him straight up, man. I said, it's on the way. It's going to Miami.
Need that to Miami ASAP.
Yeah, you set your goals and you have stuff that you're trying to achieve. You're going to get it with no distractions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're going to get it, man. But, you know, it makes it a lot easier when you're dealing with real cats like ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody here on this phone right now. When you're dealing with cats that's really out for your best interest and your career's best interest, that's how you win. A lot of people say, I ain't going to spend no money for nobody, you know, to get my music out there. Well, that's because you're trying to spend it in the wrong places. If you go spend it with this cat that he just want a couple dollars in his pocket, of course he's not going to do what he's supposed to do. Yeah. But if you spend it with somebody that's really out here working and making moves and networking on your behalf for your best interest that you're never going to have a problem contacting when you got a question, then that's money well spent. I'll skip a pair of Jordans or a pair of Penny Hardaways. I was just kidding about the Penny Hardaways, Mr. Promo everywhere. I was just kidding about those because I pass up a pair of Penny Hardaways if I could have a man that's as dedicated as you promoting my music on a daily basis. I skip six pairs of Jordans. I rock these little black Nikes I got. You feel me? I ain't going nowhere. I'm in the studio. What I need to be looking all cute for? You feel me?
Cute.
You feel what I'm saying, though, man? Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you can say whatever you want about DJ Casper Banks, but I'm gonna get my. Hey, you know who? You know my name. At least when you said whatever you said about me, you knew my name.
Yeah.
So that would have been money well spent.
Hey, Casper Banks. Let me see. Do fries come with that shake, homie?
The fries coming. You a fool, boy. Hey, man, I give you some fries with it. I give you some, you want some potato chips? We can swap it out. I give you some onion rings with it. You know what I mean? I give you a double milkshake with it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to give you a fire mixtape to go along with that, man.
Oh, good. Yeah, but see, one thing about the promo situation with people is like, you know, with me. I won't tell you, I'm going to guarantee you this. They always ask me, what can I do? You going to guarantee? No, I can't. I'm going to guarantee I'm going to do my job and promote your music. You can check my page, see everything going on. And so I'm going to guarantee that. If anybody tells you they can guarantee you something, 90% of the time they lying just to get business from you. They ain't going to snake you just to get your business. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that serious. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
keep it G for the streets, you know what I'm saying? Keep it G for people, be straight with them, be real with them, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't be real with yourself, how can you be real with anybody else?
For sure.
Well, the thing is, Freaky D, you the promoter, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not your job to change their image. If they come to you with a whack image, but they like, hey, I want to get my music out there, then you working with what you got.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
So
they
artists,
music is what sells. Their music is what sells, not me.
Exactly. So you better get your image and your music together and start promoting. You know what I'm saying? So if you're gonna promote it, then you get your image right.
Hey, so if you had the destroying love songs and shit, thinking Mr. Promo can do something for you, hey, he might can't do something.
Yeah, hey, how you put it out there, you know what I mean?
How you destroy a making love song, boy? Let me tell you. I don't know. You might put on some motherfucking AC/DC and shit and be all tweaked out trying to play that shit. It just don't even vibe. It'd fuck it up.
Shout out to AC/DC, man. I rock with them. You can't be talking about AC/DC on the air like that. But them is my people. Nah, I'm just messing with you, man. You know what it is,
good,
man.
Hey,
look, when you're in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? You can't turn on the AC/DC. It's just not going to work.
No.
What they need to turn on, Freaky D?
I'm gonna put some Milli Vanilli. Blame it on the rain.
Yeah. Blame it on the rain, dig? You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. So aside from that, man, what else you got going on, man? You know, just the promotion, the mixtapes?
Man, I'll be doing a lot of promotion, man. I just linked up with some people out of Houston. They're promoting the 2012 All-Star Weekend over there in Houston. So I've been promoting every day event they have 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? And just basically I take a lot of artists that I work with and I be pushing their music. Shout out to YM Music Group. I do the promoting for them. Double Dime Entertainment do promoting for them. My dog Bernard down at Elite Media in St. Pete, I promote for him as well. Shout out to my artist, Dally Boy, I promote his. I run like 8 pages.
Listen, this might get you in some trouble here, man. If it do, you know what I'm saying, I apologize. If you can't answer it, then because you got so many to say it. But out of all of the artists that you work with, who is your favorite artist? I mean, like, with the one that you got the most memorable experience with, not your favorite artist, but which artist do you have the most memorable experience with?
Man, you know, I can go back, really, and I can say I had some memorable time with Petey Pablo, man. Yeah, we were in Orlando with him and Granddaddy South, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna speak on what happened, but we partied. I'm gonna just leave it like that.
North Carolina, come on, raise up, take your shirt off.
What happened in Orlando stays in Orlando.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, shout out to the Carolinas, man. You hear that, my man, Mr. Promo everywhere. He just talking about Petey Pablo, man. Salute Petey Pablo wherever you at, man. You need to hit us up, man. We out here doing things, man.
He was the first to put North Carolina on the map.
Oh yeah, man. Now y'all got a million cats, man. Everybody, man. Shout out to Dave Champion. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Honey Dip. You know what I mean? Honey Dip, huh? Man, North Carolina got some heat.
Honey Dip, I thought that was a food, man. I got hungry real quick.
Hey, it might be. I'm just saying, you didn't hear that from me, but it might be.
Might be.
Hold on, I'm looking at my food,
you might see something that say Honey Dip.
Shit, man, everything good though, man. But like I said, I appreciate, you know, y'all let me call in, check out. I'm gonna do this quite frequently, man, as long as I ain't got a busy schedule, something going on. You know, just call in, rap with y'all, you know, see whatever different movements going on.
That's what's up, man. You know, you always welcome to come kick it with me, man. You know what I mean? Cat Daddy, I know Cat Daddy rocking with you, too.
Definitely, man. And anything I can do for y'all, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we work together. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say money ain't everything, but shit, I feel like if I'm going to deal with something, if everything's based off money, I really can't deal with them because I know where they at. I like the barter system. You know what I'm saying? We work things out, you know, hand in hand, this and that, whatever situation is.
Yeah, that artist. Hey, shoot your contact information out there one more time for them so they can go get at you right now.
All right, Twitter is DJ Freaky D, FRKKYD. Or you can do my Facebook, DJ Freaky D. You can catch my other page, Mr. Promo Everywhere, EveryWere. You know, the email is FreakyDFlorida34, FRKKYD, FLA34@gmail.com. The phone is 850-376-6312. Si hablo español también. You know, hey, I'm bilingual.
You about to have Ma calling you now, boy.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, man, that's what it do, man. Salute for coming through, man. Shout out to all the artists that's, you know, rocking with my man, Mr. Promo. I'm rocking with Mr. Promo everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's his name, Mr. Promo everywhere. I'm rocking with him real tough. Y'all going to see a whole lot of things coming up with me and my man. We've been working behind the scenes, but y'all didn't know that. Now you know that. That's my man's. Shout out to the whole state of Florida. Ain't that what you call it, Freaky D?
Oh, yeah, Florida, the Gunshine State, man. Got a shout out to my people. I know that I got on Facebook here, N2FW/POA. You know, they vibing with me on here on Facebook. You know, had to show love to them. I know Breezy, a baby, she probably checking me out, too. My man, Dally Boy, Boss Reek up in Detroit. I had sent out a few things to people that I know they're going to be behind me listening, checking in. Definitely, man. I'm going to appreciate y'all having me on once again. And, shit, anytime we need to do something, you know, hey, hit me up. One thing I can't do here, like, I'm a debt collector. I'm trying to collect my own debt.
That's what's up, fam. Well, you already know, man. You got to be real to rock with any one of us that you dealing, that you here with on this line right now. You know what I'm saying? If you real, you can rock with us all day. If you fake, you know, you can watch, but you can't join.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely, man.
For sure.
You already know what it is, man. Mr. Promo everywhere. Thank you for stopping by. You rocking with the Carolinas. So we all the way from the 317 out there to the Carolinas, down to Florida. We done made a triangle right here, right now. We getting it in.
Most definitely, man.
You already know, man. Come back anytime, man.
Okay, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm finna get up here. I got to make another call to another dude at actually 11 o'clock here. So, hey, appreciate y'all time, and y'all have a good one.
Salute. Right. Keep getting it in, man. I'm rocking with you.
All right. Thanks, bro.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, Cat Daddy, it's been popping. I done heard one song. At least that one song that I heard was banging, though. You feel me?
Yeah. Two. That's about it.
Yeah, we heard my man Chevy Costello, too. Yeah, man, shout out to him, man. He's doing this thing. I'm like, man, boy, we've been getting it in tonight. We got Scratch Kane, you know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be, you know, knocking on the door soon. And we got my man Maserati Mac. Shout out to Maserati Mac. Shout out to Connecticut. Shout out to Dave Champ. Shout out to VOS Gang. Shout out to Mr. Madoff. They all on that Music's Most Wanted Volume 2, Cat Daddy. Everybody, every last one of the VOS Gang, bang, they on that mixtape right there, man. Y'all need to check them out, man. Music's Most Wanted, Volume 2, Coast to Coast Mixtape. I'm a Coast to Coast DJ, 24-hour service, 317-529-1309. You need to get at me. You need to get at my man Cat Daddy. You need to get at my man Mr. Promo everywhere. You need to get at my man Chevy Costello. Man, you need to get at everybody. Get at all of us, because we all working.
Hey, Shaw. But we waiting on Switch Kane to go on here and drop by. I'm about to play this David Champion for him right now, that Nino Brown.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm Nino Brown. My rap from every quarter. We keep the best, yeah. Them fiends keep coming. That money keep flowing. That 40 keep busting. What you think I'm playing? Ripping my feet for nine. Still I have love, yeah. We gotta eat something. So I'ma do these numbers. Robbing the hustling. Get down and lay down. That's how I'm coming, buzzing. Yeah, that's how I'm coming, buzzing. And I'm a brother's keeper. No, I lay in that dirt. Just a voice in the streets. Look how they on the shirt. I'm from a different cloth. I'm from a dying breed. All I know is money, gun holes and weed. I'm paranoid. Everybody for me. I know this ain't me. Y'all know I did it be.
I'm gonna go get my money. another state. Yeah, thug it till I die, ho. M-O-E shit, get bread, fuck 5-0. Nigga, you can die slow. Hands on the 4-0. Cow, pow. Nigga, lay it down. Certified who to get it, did it with a smile. Kill purpose,
do Nino Brown right there.
Yeah, man. You know what? You should let that whole thing keep riding, because if you had it, it was about to go into some more heat.
For sure. You already know what it is.
Hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, it's been going down tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? We've had a lot of good artists come through. DJ Freaky D, he doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? And for all of you that don't know, I keep calling him DJ Freaky D, but that is also a.k.a. Mr. Promo.
Mr. Promo.
Yeah, Mr. Promo everywhere. That's him. If you want to find him on Facebook, if you look him up and you can't find him, feel free to get at me because, you know, we definitely getting it, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. I'm rocking with him. I'm on speed dial. You know what I mean? On his line, he on speed dial on my line. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to get at my man, you want excellent promo, get at him.
Get at him ASAP.
Yeah, that's what he do.
That's what he do. Get at it ASAP. Hey, ain't nothing but $5 a day. Hey, that's a good-ass price right now.
That is a good-ass price, man. Check this out, though. Why have we not heard from whoever sent you that whack love song? Where are you at? Call in right now. We want to talk to you. We want to ask you where your head was at, where your producer's head was at. You know what I mean? When you, whoever recorded you, where they hear was that when you did this song. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about you, cause you know everybody has put out some whack before. You know what I mean? We all put some whack out before. Maybe we didn't release it to the public, but we know what it's like. It's real life artistry. Sometimes things just don't click the way that you think that they would. Where are you at? Call in right now.
Hey, hit them up ASAP. Hey, lines open. Lines was
jumping. Yeah.
Lines open.
You already know, man. Hey, so listen to this, man. Have you heard about the states that demanded Obama won the election? Congratulations to Obama. I voted Obama. If I had to do it again, I'd do it all over again. I vote Obama again. Not because he's black. Just because, you know, he's out here really doing his thing. I mean, you know, that's just my opinion on it. I believe in what he's doing, what he's got going on. Not because he's black. Everybody always want to point the finger at everybody and say, you only voted for him because he's black. And even black people do that. No offense to nobody. Race is not of importance to me. But I'm just saying that a lot of people say that black people vote for Obama because he's black. My thing is, I vote for Obama because I believe that he's a good president. I believe he's doing the best that he can. But a lot of these states, and I believe that it's a lot of the southern states, a lot of these states are saying that they want to remove their state from the United States.
Yeah.
How you going to remove your state from the middle of the United States, though? I mean, where you going to go?
Yeah, where the hell you going to go? How the hell somebody going to get through your state?
You ain't in the United States no more, man. Come on, man. You got to be playing. Y'all need to grow up, man. Stop being sore losers. You know what I'm saying? It's not basketball. It's politics. You know what I'm saying? Come on, grow up. You're setting a bad example for your children. You know what I'm saying? It's not nobody's fault that Mr. Mitt Romney didn't have no game plan. How you going to be my president when you don't have no game plan? You talking about all the stuff you going to do. He ain't never said nothing about how he was going to do nothing, Cat Daddy.
And you trying to buy. Oh, yeah, and they trying to buy. Hey, what it do? What it do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who we rocking with?
Your boy, Big Dave Champ, nigga.
Dave Champ, what it do? Hey, for everybody that don't know, you can catch David Champ also on the new mixtape, Music's Most Wanted Volume 2, which is a coast-to-coast mixtape. Man, shout out, man. VOS Gangbang on the line. What it do?
What up, my nigga? What's good, man? What's good with y'all niggas? I ain't heard from y'all dudes in a while, so you know I had to call in and see what up with my niggas.
Oh, well, you're going to be here for quite some time, man, you know what I'm saying? Because we waiting on Maserati Mac to hit us up, too, man. He going to be stopping through tonight. But thank you for coming in, man. We definitely appreciate it, man. What kind of projects you got working on right now?
Well, you know, still pushing my mixtape. I'm still here heavy. Feel me? Dude's about to drop that All I Got video and that Would You video real, real soon. So, you know. Your boy just working in the studio heavy, man. In the studio heavy.
Yeah, man. I've been seeing that mixtape everywhere, man. A lot of people starting to follow you, too, man. Oh, my. That Nino Brown, man, it just went off, man. Hey, for everybody that don't know, that Nino Brown you just heard, that was from my man right here, David Champion. They don't call him David Champion for nothing either, man. You really a champ in this music thing, man.
You are. You already know, man. That's that VOS Gangbang, man. Shout out to my whole crew, man. Maserati, what up? You know what I mean? That's a little bro right there, man. That's the future right there, you feel me? So, you know, we just moving and we eating. But I got something big for you, too, coming up. I ain't going to speak on it too well, but, you know, fuck it, I'm gonna say it. I mean, you know, I might have a little something. I might got a little something about to, you know, pop off with the kid, Chief Keith. You feel me? So, you know, you'll be the first one to get that.
Shout out to Chief Keith and his whole camp, too, man. They definitely do that thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
as far as you, man, you said Maserati Mac, the future, man. Like, you know what, man? I'm only going back to that, man, because I really believe that, man. You know what I mean? I could tell with his flow, like, man, kid really putting a lot in there, but we ain't going to go too far into that because we got a surprise coming up for y'all here in a little bit. You know what I mean? We'll get into that in a little bit, but all y'all doing y'all thing, man.
That's like the wild part of me, you feel me? You know, that music running our bloodlines, you know, like pits, you feel me? So, you know. We just moving and eating, trying to do this for our kids, you know what I mean?
So was this somebody before you? I mean, you said it runs in your bloodline. I mean, who came before you, or are you the first?
Yeah, it was somebody before me, you know, my big buzzer, you know, big champ, you know what I mean? Shout out to him, you know. He was one of the ones who had, you know, put the little inspiration in me, helped mold me, you know what I mean, to be where I'm at right now. So, you know, shout out to him right there.
He was an artist, too?
Yeah, he was an artist. He was a keep it 100. You know what I mean? You know, like, Busta stole his style. You feel me? He was Busta before Busta name got really, really popping. You know what I mean? That's real rap, man. Check the archives, you know.
Yeah. That was your bro, huh?
Yeah, Buster, man.
I rock with Buster, man. But Buster, get that man's style back. We was just talking about them cliches a little bit ago, man.
Yeah.
Get that man's style back,
yeah,
man.
But you know, it be like that. You feel me? He got discovered before. You know, my people could get discovered. So you know, but that's neither here nor there. You feel me? Dude, we in this to win, man. My last name ain't Champion for nothing, man. I'm in this to win, man. You know, by any means.
Yeah, man.
By any means. But hold on, I say one thing to all y'all dudes buying them views, man. You know what I mean, keep it 100. Y'all niggas ain't doing numbers like how we doing numbers, man. You feel me? That's real
rap. Yes, sir. Y'all need to cool out, man. Yeah, you know I mean,
see,
y'all need to go out here, get out here and grind with us.
Exactly. You know what I mean, we got that I'm still here mixtape anywhere, hard copies anywhere out here. You know what I mean, pushing them shit heavy. So, you know, we what the streets been waiting for, that VOS voice of the streets. You know what I mean, we here to stay, rocking with Cat Daddy and you know, my boy DJ Kappa Banks, my favorite DJ. What up?
Yeah, you already know, man. Hey, check this out, too, though, man. for everybody that don't know, man, like I be telling them all the time, man, the Carolinas got a ton of great talent, and you are definitely one of the ones that come to mind first. Like, I done had conversations with people that's really doing real big things, and I done mentioned my man David Champs to him. And, you know what I'm saying, that's because you out there grinding, man, you know what I mean? And what I'm getting at is, you know, we talk about serious artists all the time, Cat Daddy. My man David Champion right here, man, you know, I say call me 24 hours, man. I don't really talk to David Champion at 3 and 4 in the morning, man. And that's what this real-life grind is about, man. It ain't just no... We don't just talk about it, man. They be thinking that we playing when we be shouting each other out, when we say certain things. They be thinking we kidding, but this is the real life. You feel me? We really do this.
No, you know what, shit. Only thing I my nigga is, I mean, if you want this, you got to work hard for this. Like, to me, this music shit ain't no fucking hobby. Like, you know, like, this shit, like, my life. Like, I'm a felon. So, you know, them niggas really ain't trying to give me shit. That's why y'all niggas talking about that presidency shit. You feel me? I mean, I'm like, I'm glad Rodney ain't the president because I really won't get shit then. You feel me? So, yeah. I mean, I just grind real, real hard with this. You feel me? If you slacking, you know, when niggas be stunting like they doing this shit, you know what I mean? You ain't going to never get nowhere. You just going to stay local, man. I'm trying to get this music out here everywhere. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody in Indianapolis, too. You feel me? I know they Nino Browning it out there. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Nino Brown, man. You already know what it is, man. That track is definitely going in. And, you know, they loving it all the way around the world right now. As a matter of fact, that is most definitely one of the tracks that stands out to people. They always say, hey, man, that cat with that Nino Brown. And I hear that all around the globe, man. And when I say all around the globe, I be meaning that. People probably be thinking I'm playing, man. But shout out to everybody around the globe, man. I'm being serious about that, man.
The truth is in the pudding, man. You see them views we getting on that motherfucking, like that's heavy, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, I salute y'all niggas, you and my boy Cat Daddy, because, you know, y'all dudes been rocking with me since day one. So, you know what I mean, I fuck with y'all niggas a long way, no homo, you feel me?
Yeah, man, hey, I didn't take that the wrong way. Did you, Cat Daddy?
No, I ain't take that the wrong way.
Nah, I ain't take that the wrong way.
Shout out to my people, Mob City, what up?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I fuck with them all. Love them, nigga. My nigga Cootie Cash and Pizzle, what up? Let me free my nigga Big Cheeks, man.
You know what
I mean? You know, Carolina thing, man. Fuck with my niggas, man.
You heard that new joint he got with D Money?
What's that? How that shit go? I heard you play that shit. How that shit? I'm disgusted. Some shit like that, right?
No,
I don't.
I'm moving work like it's serious.
No, hell no. Nah, you gotta play that for me right there, man. Cooley, that nigga Cooley's a problem, man. Shout out my boy Cooley Cash, man. Mob City, what up?
I got you right now. Here you go.
Let's get it.
Used to move that cereal, talking old like the Cheerio. Make that word drop like I'm ringing out Rey Mysterio. Pitiful, damn these niggas pitiful. You don't like what's going on, then what you miss the kids for. Used to move that cereal, talking old like the Cheerio. Make that word drop like I'm ringing out Rey Mysterio. Pitiful, damn these niggas pitiful. Going on, then what you represent for? Yeah. Nigga, everything
that's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that pitiful. That shit. Yeah, man. Shout out to the mob, man.
Mob City, what it do? It's your boy DJ Casper Banks. I salute y'all, man. My man's is definitely putting on.
Yeah, man, I fuck with them niggas, man. I mean, them niggas work real, real hard, man. Ricky Mack, what up, my nigga? You know, the niggas eating, niggas doing good, man. I don't want to take up too much of y'all dudes' time, you feel me? Because I know y'all got Mozzie calling. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Salute, bro. Hey, man, throw your contact information out before you get off, you know, at the studio.
Well, you know, y'all can catch me on that Facebook. You know, just look up David Champion on there. Yeah, I mean, I'm on Twitter also, at DaveChamp1, you feel me? You know, go to my little website and shit, MaxLovin.com, MaxLovinMusicGroup.com, yeah, I mean, you know, just get at me, you know, features and all that, I mean, holler at my boy Cat Daddy and DJ Castle Banks, man, you feel me? Them niggas
you
got my number.
Hey. Before you go, who do you want to collaborate with for Music Most Wanted Volume 2?
My boy, King Line, my friend, Honey Dip, what up? I see you. Feel me? You know, my boy, St. Louis, what up? You know what I mean? I want to collaborate with anybody want to collaborate with me. Let's get this money, you feel me?
There it go, you know what I mean? There it go. All right, bro. Well, look, man, thanks for coming to holler at us, man. You know, you always appreciate it. My man's is working hard, man. I got mad love for you, man. You ever forget that, I'm going to come see you.
You already know. Shout out Hartford, Connecticut, you know. Shout out Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You know what I mean? Be prepared for this movement. VOS Gang Bang. Pure T Guapity is on in the making right now, man. You know what I mean? So... y'all dudes be good, man. 100.
You already know what it is.
Yeah, man, that's love, man. I always appreciate it. My man David Champion, man. I've been rocking with him for a long time. Every time we link up, man, my man's is like so serious. He like, let's do it. So if you a weak artist, you know what I mean, you can't handle pressure, you might not want to call David Champion.
You might not want to call him. If you weak, you don't want to call him. You might want to stay where you at.
Man. Hey, I'm just saying, my man's is working hard. He ain't playing no games, man. He's definitely rolling with it, man. Maserati Mac, where he at, man? I'm ready for him to come on through and hang with us, man. You know what I'm saying? Mazi's doing real big things right now, man. People going to love what he got to say.
For sure. Waiting on Maserati Mac. Hey, you already know. Hey, he got he signed an exclusive joint too, didn't he?
Man, yeah, man. You know, he keep that heat, man. Boy, hey, I don't know where I'm going as a banger. He got that Emotions on Music's Most Wanted Volume 2. You know what I'm saying? That thing's going crazy right now, doing crazy numbers, man. It's doing them crazy numbers because we got them artists on there that's really working, man. You know what I mean? Like, some of them artists on that mixtape, man, they really went ham and put that mixtape out there like you supposed to do, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of cats think you can just get on a project and don't tell nobody you own it, but that ain't how you have a successful project. So thank you to all the artists that participated and that are participating in putting that Music's Most Wanted Volume 2 out. It ain't over yet. You're just now getting started. That mixtape's still brand new. Them songs are still brand new. All of that is heat. Everything from the first song to the very last one. You know what I'm saying? We definitely doing our thing. Catch Maserati Mac on that. Catch David Champion on that. Catch my man Chevy Costello on that. They doing their thing. And Mr. Promo, you know. Mr. Promo everywhere, you know that he's promoting that mixtape because I rock with him. I'm telling you, that's promotion you can trust.
And you know what it is. What it do?
Yo, what up, man? That's your boy Maserati Mac.
What's good? What's good, man?
What's going on
with you, fam? Man, hey, man, it's amazing to have you here, man. You know what I mean? You taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us, man. I know you grinding. I know you got a lot of work going on, man. You know, that VOS gang bang.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate you for having me.
For sure.
Man, I've been trying to get you on here for a minute, man. I know you've been busy as hell, man.
Yeah, what up, Cat Daddy?
What up with you, man?
What's good, man? I can't call it, man. You know, niggas out here chopping it up, man.
For sure, man. Hey, man, go on here and get that contact information out there to him, man.
Say that again?
I said go on here and get your contact information out there to the people, man.
Yeah, man. That's your boy, Maserati Mac, man. Look me up on our Facebook. I'm saying YouTube. Got a new video up there, Emotions. I'm saying I'm just out here grinding. I'm saying got a mixtape coming out called Inception. Got a few other projects I'm working on, too. My brother, Voice of the Streets Gang, saying.
Okay.
Yeah, man, you definitely doing your thing, man. And y'all are the voice of the streets, man, from all the way from that Emotions to that I don't know where I'm going, man. That's definitely like, you know what I'm saying, that's the way that we all feel, you know what I mean? That's the things that a lot of us want to say, but we're not rappers, so we don't know how to say it. Now, I can rap, you know what I mean? I don't want me to bust out freestyling right now. I'm going to say that till next week, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm just saying straight up, man, for the people that, like Mac, man. Mac, he's an artist from No Limit back in the day. He said, these are the words of my blanks that can't rhyme to save their life, but going through the ish that I speak every day and night. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's real, man. You know what I mean? Which brings me to this question right here, Maserati Mac. Now, some artists create music for themselves. Other artists make music for a fan base. You know what I mean? Some artists don't even like the music that they make. They're getting told to make this by a label. You know, it's already wrote out. You know what I mean? Got the beat laid out. They ain't got no say-so in nothing. So who do you make your music for?
At the end of the day, man, I make music for me. It's something that's therapeutic to me. So I write about how I'm feeling, what I'm going through, things I've seen, things I've been through in life, feel me? So I write about that, and you know, it's a plus to have people appreciate my music and like my music. But you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I write music for me, man, because it's therapeutic to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, check this out, man. My partner, my international beat best partner, shout out to Pinpoint Design. They also do my graphics. But check this out. He heard your track, and he was feeling that. And he's a tough critic, you know what I'm saying? But I know that your song is most definitely one of the ones out of Music's Most Wanted Volume 2 that caught his attention. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I mean, I'm just telling you that because he's a tough critic, man. So for you to make music for yourself and it still appeals to such a broad audience, that's what you call a gift.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that, man.
Well, yeah, bro, you know what I mean? Coast to Coast ain't rocking with you for no reason. For everybody that don't know, yes, Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs are rocking with Maserati Mac and VOS Gangbang. And my man Cat Daddy's rocking with you, too. So, you know what I mean? Wham, wham.
Yeah, you know I fuck with you, too, man. You stay, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even have to come hit me, you know what I'm saying? Talk about this interview, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it, man. That's my love to me, you know what I'm saying?
You know, that's what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? Me and Cat Daddy, we go around, man. Cat Daddy and me, we go around showing the love. You know what I'm saying? Artists like you, man, serious artists, you know. Some people will call you underground. Me personally, I call you indie because that's what you are. You out here on that independent grind and you making it move and you making it shake. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we rock with you, man. We only rock with the serious artists. So for you to rock with Coast to Coast Mixtapes, that's huge. That says a lot about you. For you to be on this interview with Cat Daddy and Underground Talk Radio along with your boy DJ Casper Banks, that's serious, man. See, people don't understand how much work it is to do what it is that we're doing right now. Everybody can't do this right here, but we making it happen. We doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't even salute us, man. Salute yourself, man, because, you know, that's how you got here.
For sure.
I still appreciate it, man. I'm just humbled, you know what I'm saying? That's it, man. I just appreciate the love, you know what I'm saying? Dudes are showing me out there, man.
That's what's up, man. So, look, man, you call yourself Maserati Mac. That's what the people call you, Maserati Mac. Where'd you get a name like that, fam?
It was a little story. I was locked up, and I did the cars, you know what I'm saying? I liked the cars. It was sporty, you know what I'm saying? It was fast, and you know what I'm saying? It reminded me of me, like, you know what I'm saying? I just love the cars, and I used to post the pictures up everywhere. A boyfriend of mine from Bridgeport, Connecticut, home was like, man, your name Maserati. I used to go by the name K-Mac. So, you know what I'm saying? Home just say, man, your name Maserati, and I just went with the Maserati Mac, you know what I'm saying? So that's how that came about, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Hey, we got a call on the line on Maserati Mac. Hold that thought for 1 second. Hey, what it do?
Yo.
What it do?
She wake up, man. It was popping.
What up with you, gutter?
Yeah, man. I'm chilling there live. You know, DJ Cash with Big Bo, Coast to Coast Radio, Maserati Mac, G'd up in the chain, VOS Gangbang, Greatness. I'm around.
Yeah, man. For everybody that don't know, man, that's Mr. Madoff. You can catch my man on Music's Most Wanted Volume 2 as well. Doing
insane,
man.
I'm just calling in, man, to salute my guy Maserati Mac, man, for the grind, you know. He's been grinding, man, you know. It's our turns. You know, came fresh out the Ooskow. Did his 1-2. He's still doing it. He got more, man. You know, definitely got more. Shout out to my brother, Chet, you know what I'm saying, Free Rock Gangster, Scooby, what up, I see you. You know, so I'm going to let you get back in business, Greatness, man.
All right.
Salute, man. We appreciate you coming in and showing love, man.
Definitely, man. Salute, man. In a minute.
Yeah, man. Hey, Maserati Mac, man. You know what, man? It's excellent that you're surrounding yourself with all these real cats, man. Everybody keeping it real, man. They calling, they showing a lot of love for you right now, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My man David Champ calling, you know what I mean? He wanted to come through and show some love for you. My man Mr. Madoff, he come through, show love for you. For everybody that ain't paying attention, that's a team right there, VOS Gangbang. You done heard from all of them tonight.
And they working.
That was my mentor right there that just called up there, man. Madoff, man. Voice of the Streets Gang, man. That's how we started, you know what I'm saying? And niggas was just been out here grinding for a minute. I came home and, I'm saying, in 2011, went in 2006, and I just been out here grinding, working on my music, trying to get this shit popping, man. My big brother, Dave Champ, man, he the reason why I started writing music. I'm saying, home was my, I'm saying, he was the first nigga I ever heard be able to put music in a form that I could relate to, you know what I'm saying, like young, coming up young and hearing home rap and something that I could be able to relate to at that age, you know what I'm saying, it was just incredible to me how he was putting his words together. So I started making music after that, you know what I'm saying, and after that, I never been in the studio, so my boy Drake Gutter, you know what I'm saying, put me into the studio, so home was my mentor, you know what I'm saying, and I just started working ever since. Shout out to my cousin Ron Gangster, my home. He's doing a lot of time right now too, but home was a real prodigy, man. You know what I'm saying? So niggas, Voice of the Streets Gang, G'd up ENT, man. I'm saying shout out to the whole wall block, man. All of that, you know what I'm saying? And I got something for the people to hear real fast for y'all. If y'all got a minute for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a minute.
I said fly boy Mazi, feeling like a Learjet. Waving down on my haters, nah, I ain't trying to land yet. I'm just trying to be that better nigga you can stand. Better me than you and niggas properly demand that. Man Black, what up, boy? I wish you was still here. I wish we was still crew. 98 was out here. My mind clear, I'm back now. They know I back out. Get low, aim high. Fofo, you're so fly. Yeah, Fofo, you're so fly. I'm just trying to make them hit semi so sigh. Boy, I better get your chick to give me choke shot. Blue Dot got a tipsy, now she feeling like she's supposed to. Blind slow motion, eyes wide open. I ain't been sleeping days, I've been working to get us notice. Work? Yeah, young boy, work. Cause that's gonna buy a lawyer, get his cousin out the joint. That's gonna buy his daughters and his mother what they want. If he tell you about his life, that mean he keeping it a buck. 100, streets needed, I flooded. Build it from ground up and they sand them up and coming them up over their heads. Wi-Fi. Niggas wanna kill me, see me a survivor. I just keep on doing what I'm doing, make them liars. That nigga DJ Casper Coca-Cola said I'm fire. Hear me now? You hear me now? I'm styling on them boys, no more hand-me-downs. I'm just finding out, stop no more hand-me-downs. I remember when mom and pops hand me down. You see?
Hey, bro. Why don't you let me borrow that verse, man? You know what I'm saying? Just let me borrow. I'll bring it back to you tomorrow.
I got you, G's.
Let me borrow that verse, man. That's fire right there. You're right, man. Hey, DJ Casper Binks on the line right now, man. Let me tell you what they're rocking with. First of all, you're rocking with my man's Cat Daddy and Underground Talk Radio, along with your boy co-host,
Cat Daddy Casper Binks.
You already know. You already know, Cat Daddy in the thing, you know what I'm saying? You rocking with your boy, also co-host DJ Casper Binks. Now, back to that flow right there. Yes, DJ Casper Binks is co-signing that. I said he's fire. Yes, he's fire. And now you saying he fire, too. Y'all know that verse was flames. Don't even say it wasn't.
That shit was fire.
Yeah, your boy's a little bit turned up in here, man.
Hey.
What up, baby? Jim, what up, baby?
You already know, man. You know what I mean? Salute to everybody that's rocking my man's Maserati Mac. He's definitely getting it in. It ain't no play thing. You know what I'm saying? My man's is grinding.
Hey, Mark, you want to throw to this joint I got on you?
You got that, who the hell are you record
up there? I got that emotion. I don't know where I'm going.
Bang that, I don't know where I'm going, man.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going.
You don't got, who the hell are you?
Let me see. I think I got that from the last time. Hold on. Let me search my archive.
My chip sent it to you?
Trying to do what, Greg?
Let me see.
I tell you what, how much time we still got some time, man. We can go to both of them, man. Drop that emotions on them, Cat Daddy, and then we'll come back. We'll bring that other one back for them, too, because Maserati Matt got a lot of music they need to hear.
For sure.
Drop that emotions, man. Half a CT, boy, man.
You already know.
We working. Just want to lick a blow the weed out. Probably sticking with my niggas letting steam out. I'm trying to reach the type of stuff that niggas dream about. Cause I've been dreaming, think about that money to buy a dream house. Women that I ain't swimming. Cars that I ain't driven. Balls that I ain't buy out. Chasing every Benjamin. For them Franklins that was in and out that prison. I came home and chased that money like a man on a mission. Same ambition. Same type of drive. Different type of hustle. Different state of mind, champion my DNA. Just the way I'm designed. My father had lost his leg, I offered to give him mine. He offered me some advice, but I ain't take it. That was back when Lennox Street and Edge Street was banging. I was thinking how my own father gonna be hating. But he was trying to save me from mistakes that I was making in life.
Hate struggling when the bells come. Screaming, fuck the world and you can't come. Mommy and daddy, the grandma raising a grandson. Stressing, wanna escape, just lost your man, but you can't run. Let me talk to my niggas, like, trying to talk to my niggas, hand. Let me talk to my niggas, like, trying to talk to my niggas, hand. 4-9-2-12. Couldn't forget it if I had to. Got that car, part of me, passed away too. Careful with the dawn for your mom, the proof came through. Wall block buzz at the casket. Tears drop, hate to see you gone, we all mourning. Can't stop. Doing my pain through the Ray bottle. Couldn't fathom how mama pop did it. See, I dealt with it through them black bags. I'm thinking whatever happened to my nigga. That ain't even your loop, your stress showing his great. Kept screaming down from heaven, nigga, it's gonna be okay. Yeah, cause all real dogs go to heaven like when it all falls down, 9-11, right? Had to wake hearing scriptures from the reverend. Hope you praying for us too, cause all my niggas need some friends in church. Hate struggling when the bells come. Screaming, fuck the world and you can't come. Mommy and daddy, the grandma raising a grandson. Stressing, wanna escape, just lost your man, but you can't run. Let me talk to my niggas, like, trying to talk to my niggas, hand. Let me talk to my niggas, like, trying to talk to my niggas, hand. Sip on the liquor, blow the weed out. Still reminiscing when my niggas letting steam out. One is told me go into that booth and let it bleed out. Since heavy deep was leaked inside the hood, they have a string drop. All eyes on me like Tupac. Hang on in every word and said I'm sick, I need a flu shot. Who black? That boy emerged from close
deuces. Goofing, something's out of me, toothless. Mental screws in my head, teacher said I was foolish. Used to draw in my class, turn my art into music. Street turn my heart into gold, which I know about going through it like. Hey, struggling, wanted bells come. Screaming, fuck the world and you can't come. Mommy and daddy left grandma raising her grandson. Stressing, wanna escape, just lost your man, but you can't run. Let me talk to my niggas like. Tryna talk to my niggas, huh? Let me talk to my niggas, lad. Tryna talk to my niggas, huh?
You already know. What it do?
Man, hey, that thing right there was crazy, man. That's why I rock with Maserati Mac, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything that he come with like that, he just, after he gets done spitting, he gets done, you know, laying down his vocals on the track, he just makes you want more, you know what I'm saying? Like that freestyle that he just kicked or that flow he just kicked, make you want more.
Yo, man. Man, I appreciate it on some real shit, man. That shit made me feel, you don't know how, made, how that shit make me feel right now, man. That shit right there, that record is ridiculous, man.
It is, man, you know what I'm saying? And everything that you were spitting on there is true, you know what I mean? Real talk.
For sure.
Rest in peace to my boy Kappa D, man, too, man. That was in that second verse, man. I was talking about my man, who passed away. Free my cousin Ron Gangster, free Molly, free Jordy. I'm saying free all my niggas that's trapped in that slamming, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man, there ain't no place for you to be, man. Most definitely, man. Free everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, give them a new start, you know what I mean? Start over fresh. So, hey, man, I got to ask you, man. You said that, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. Your man Champ put you on, you know what I mean, let you know that you had what it took, you know what I mean? So now you're getting it in big time. But how long you been doing this, man?
I've been doing this probably 15 years, man. I've been doing this for a while, like not really taking it serious. I started taking it serious till about like 2003, 2004. I didn't really start taking the music serious, but Dave Champ, that's my oldest brother, the oldest out of 8 of my mother's kids. And he home was my inspiration for this music shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's where all that just evolves from. And I've been rhyming for about like 15 years. Straight, I'm saying, but I ain't really started getting serious until about like 2003, 2004, you know what I'm saying, so.
That's what's up, man. Well, you know, it's nice that you get that history to us because, you know, a lot of people listen to that mixtape and they don't realize that you and David Champion are brothers.
Yeah.
They didn't know that, you know what I mean? So we dropped some knowledge on you tonight. For everybody that didn't know that, Maserati Mac and David Champion are brothers. And, you know what I'm saying, if you listen deeply to the flow, you can see what they got going on. Matter of fact, Cat Daddy had played a track back a while back that got you and David Champion, and it's called Would You. That's a banger, too.
Yeah, play that thing right there. Man, I ain't never do a record with my... That's the first, actually the first record I ever did with my older brother, feel me? I'm saying,
okay.
It was something that I felt good about because he reached out to me like, you know what I'm saying, come eat with me, my nigga, feel me? So I just jumped on the, that's how I took this shit, feel me? So I just jumped on this shit and, you know what I'm saying, that go check that out, man. Bang that shit right there because that record tough, man. You know what I'm saying, we just speaking to the people, you know what I'm saying?
And
like you said, if you listen to that kid, Dave Chin, words, man, what I don't be talking about, man, I'm an official nigga, man, he know what he talk about, man, niggas been through shit and seen shit, you know what I'm saying, so.
You could tell that from the playground in the background on his mixtape cover. Hey, look, man, it's looking like we might end up having to go out on this track, huh, Cat Daddy?
Yeah, we're going to have to go out on this track right here.
Cat Daddy. See?
What'd you say, Miles?
I said, what's good now? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man.
I hope that loud thing in the ear out here, man.
For sure. Yeah, man. Go ahead and give your final contacts, Mozzie. We're going to go out on this track right here.
Yo, hit me on Facebook, Maserati Mac. Look me up on YouTube at Maserati Mac. I'm saying, Puff a CT boy, man.
You already know, man. And then if you can't find him there and all the places that he just named, you can get at your boy DJ Casper Banks, and I'm going to give you the direct link to my man's Maserati Mac. Hey, shout out to you, Cat Daddy. Shout out to Underground Talk Radio, man. I appreciate you allowing me to come through and co-host with you each and every Wednesday night, man. It's about to be a real major move, man. We're gonna get it in just like we planned it out, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Maserati Mac. I appreciate you coming through and hanging with us. Shout out to the rest of the world that's listening right now and tuned in. Shout out to David Temp, BOS Gangbang, Mr. Promo Everywhere, Chevy Costello. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us, man. Go get that Music's Most Wanted Volume 2, Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs, 24-hour service. Call right now, 317-529-1309. Salute to the Carolinas. I love y'all. Cat Daddy, I'm out.
For sure. It's that Woodger. That Woodger going to take you out. David Chunky and Miles White and Mac. You know what it is.
Bye, love.
Babe, what up? VOS Gangbang, nigga.
Yeah, I'm on my grind, gotta get this cake fast. First to blast, last to leave, yeah, I'm on his ass. I got my young niggas with me and they hungry as hell. Job before they fail, got dope for bail. We every day whopping, gotta keep these things stopping. Try to cop block it, watch that 40 get to popping. God forgive me for my sins, but I had to drop them. With that real nigga rapper, who the fuck will stop them? VOS Gang Bang, yeah, I rep it well. Mr. Champion said, them name Ring Bell. Any city, any state, I'm going to eat well. Mad cause his wife cooking me up now. Head in the whip, baby, I'm trying to stare. Weapon in my air, you the suck of the year. Now it's that goon music, no. That real hard hop. Put your hands up, don't get yourself shot. Would you ride with a nigga, slide with a nigga, get high with a nigga, would you? Fold on a nigga, tail on a nigga, turn state on a nigga, would you? Y'all niggas mad cause I'm up now. When I was fucked up on my dick, y'all ain't come around. That money long and bitches calling me no brown. Be in the trap by yourself for like 100 pounds. Nah, be in the trap with like 100 rounds. I'm top of bullets, you know what's going down. Stupid boys on the streets, I'm the hard talking. Now that a nigga getting money, all them hoes talking. Never gave him a chance, now they all in my pants. Said I love you, David, and I'm your biggest fan. I'm loving the crew, who I know you do. The way the bottles popping, I be loving the stew. Only fuck with a few, always in my circle. Loud thicker than water. Now before this honor, now it's that new way. Way the West Gang, and then it didn't change. None but the money. Would you ride with a nigga, fly with a nigga, get high with a nigga? Would you fold on a nigga, sail on a nigga, turn state on a nigga? Would you ride with a nigga, fly with a nigga, get high with a nigga?
Left hand in the air, right hand on the Bible. I solemnly swear, I ride on my rivals. I ride for the crow. Stay loyal to team. Stay loyal, my niggas. How you win when you team? I'm just doing my thing. They hating on me. Shout out to my fans that's waiting on me. What up and why? Let a nigga in. Run up on some flex and tell him bring this record back
play
again.
Play my shit.
Like rewind. My turn, I resign. Yeah. She said, boy, to the left, so I throw her ass that peace sign. Like, deuces, baby. I see you later. I'm on a run. I'm trying to go and chase down all this paper. Gotta get my bread right. Grind the night to the daylight. Hard work gon' pay off. I ain't stopping now for no red lights. I'm gone. All I see is green. Where them dead peas? And VOS the gang, shout out the wrong G.
Would you ride with a nigga, fly with a nigga, get high with a nigga, would you?
What, that's that would you, man. That's that would you. DOS Game Bang, David Champion, you know what it is, man. Appreciate you tuning in, man. It's your boy Cat Daddy, that's a rap. Oh, Miles White and Mac. Hey, can't forget about my boy Miles White and Mac. Hey, man, appreciate you coming through, everybody that came through. Hey, man, DOS Game Bang, you know what it is. It's your boy, it's a rap.